The Negro American League lasted from 1937 to 1962. Many believe the league was major league quality, and you'd agree with that.
80% of Negroes playing in the American Negro League and the National Negro League was qualified to play in the big league. But the point was, it was a whole lot of ignorant ball players. Just like he had a steroid, they would get drunk and do different things. Mm-hmm. It was kind of bad. You know what the thing is about a Negro ball player? Now, if he's not super, only way he can get in the big league is through college. If he's not super, now I said through the scout. And if a scout recommends, he'll go, but otherwise...
That's the same for whites, too. They generally go through college now.
Yeah, but that's what they should do.
Yep.
They're good ball players, too. You don't want no fool out there. You want an educated man out there.
Right.
You want a man throwing to the wrong base and them little things just beat you.
Yeah. The fundamentals of baseball.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That's the main thing. You take old Jackie Robinson, he made a play on second base. Tying runs on third. The guy was on second. The ball was hit to him. This guy around third, he come around third because he know Jackie wasn't going to throw the third. And Jackie threw it behind him and got him out. He didn't throw the first. He threw behind this guy and got him out. Little things like that. Little things that'll mm-hmm. beat you. Little things like that.
And don't you think that was natural? They weren't taught that. They just naturally thought.
Oh, that's what I'm calling a natural ball player.
Right.
You had told me in the past that that is what led to such a long career for you.
Yes, right.
That you weren't a large ball player, but you knew the fundamentals of the game.
That's what a guy named Jim Till, old Negro League manager. I mean, he could have went up in the big league. He was too old. He and I used to sit down at his hotel. I mean, a ball player, you had to be in bed at 11 o'clock and 12. Me and him talked 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, we talk baseball 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We talk baseball, Jim Taylor. But the point is, see, now the only reason I'm not in Birmingham or not somewhere in Georgia, maybe I would have a job. There's a guy named Frank Evans. He's older than I was. He kept my job, you know, getting ball players and scouting, like old Bucks on here scouting and everything. I would have a job because he called me at night, put a so-and-so. I mean, from Birmingham, he called me, so-and-so, I got some. What would I do? I said, to so-and-so, yeah. I said, I said, playing him on third base. Why third base? I said, he can stay in front of the ball and knock it down, you know, and he got that good arm and everything. You know, that old boy, put on third base like that, and he's the best player in the game now. He really say like it. But a lot of guys can't go to the rail, can't go to the right. And they get over there, stumbling, falling, not in the position to throw, you know, set that foot and throw.